This is Ted Kennedy. An emerging issue of the 1990s is the dangerously high risk of serious injury or disease on the job. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Every day in states across the country, Americans die from accidents on the job, and thousands more are seriously injured or made sick enough to lose time from work. The federal occupational safety and health law is supposed to protect them, but it's 20 years out of date. Businesses won't take adequate precautions on their own, and neither will the pro-business Bush administration. They say business can do no wrong. So it's up to Congress to enact more effective requirements to see that employers obey the law and stop cutting corners on dangerous conditions in the workplace. The current level of exploitation, suffering, and tragedy is a national scandal. Working men and women deserve to know that their jobs are safe and healthy. Other nations are requiring business to shape up, Al, and Uncle Sam should too.
Ted, you love to give business the business. The Office for Occupational Health and Safety, or OSHA, already watches over 6 million businesses. But when it comes right down to it, on-the-job safety makes awful good business sense, since you can't make a profit when the workers are laid up. To hear you tell it, big bad American businesses sit up all night plotting how to injure and maim their workforce. That's baloney. And Ted, before you go jumping up and down for more federal regulations, let's remember how OSHA required ranchers from my home state of Wyoming to have immediate access to outhouses. For cowboys out riding the range all day, that means they'd have to put a porta potty on a pack horse to keep from violating federal law. Now you press for more regulations, so cowboys might even need a second pack horse, I guess one for their lawyer. How did your family succeed? Business, that's how. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.